Jimmy Carter addressed the people of Cuba today in a speech broadcast uncensored from Havana University. Speaking entirely in Spanish, the former American president called for democracy in the communist country. He also called for a lifting of the trade embargo that was imposed by the U.S. against Cuba and has lasted for four decades.
Las encuestas de opinión pública indican que la mayoría de las personas en los Estados Unidos quisiera ver que el embargo económico termine.
NPR's Jerry Haddon is in Havana. Jerry, what was the tone of Mr. Carter's speech?
It was both friendly and searching. He came out and almost immediately just said, listen, we both know that the relationship between both countries has been difficult for over four decades. I'm down here trying to answer one single question. Is it possible to improve that relationship? And he said he believed the answer, of course, was yes.
Well, as we heard the former president speaking in Spanish a moment ago, one proposal he made was an end to the embargo. He says a majority of the American people would like to see that. Specifically, how else did he propose bringing the two nations closer together?
Well, President Carter gave a very specific wish list, a list that included just about what everybody in the U.S.-Cuba debate wanted to hear, which ironically probably also will leave all sides a bit frustrated. First, as you say, he called for an end to the embargo. He called for unrestricted travel between the two countries and the establishment of open trading relationships. Secondly, he called on Cuba and the United States to resolve property disputes that date back 40 years, which have long impeded dialogue between the two countries. And finally, he called on Cuba to transition to democracy, which would include the right of Cubans to assemble and form political parties and choose their own leaders.
Well, the person who would be most involved in that decision was in the audience, Fidel Castro. How did Carter seem to be received by those who were listening to him?
Well, Mr. Castro was in the front row. He sat and listened quite attentively. He didn't respond during this particular event, but several Cuban students followed up with questions that reflected a conversation that President Castro and Mr. Carter had last night over the nature of democracy and human rights. And those questions all had the same basic point, which was, if you'd like us to transition to democracy, when we look outside of Cuba and we see what we believe is a terrible suffering in countries, especially in Latin America, that are democratic, starving children, very, very poor populations. And then we look at our successes in healthcare and education and equality and so forth. How do you expect us to accept democracy? And Carter basically said, listen, I recognize your great accomplishments in healthcare and education. I'm an admirer, but at the same time, your Constitution guarantees people the right to freedom of speech and assembly, and on the ground, we're not seeing that. People don't actually have those rights in practice.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
NPR's Jerry Haddon speaking to us from Havana.